Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker with WXPR News. Wisconsin will receive 47,000 doses next week of the newly approved coronavirus vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. Governor Tony Evers calls this amount a game changer in the state's fight against COVID-19. That news came yesterday, the same day teachers, childcare workers, grocery store employees, and others in a group of about 700,000 became eligible for the vaccine. The state is urging people to check its vaccine availability map of local providers. A new statewide vaccine registry was also officially launched yesterday. It's only being used by a small group of local health departments, but that's expected to grow in coming weeks. Local school leaders and Assembly Republicans are calling on Governor Tony Evers to prioritize some $20 million in emergency school funding for rural districts that have been holding in-person classes for most of the current year. At a news conference in Rothschild yesterday, Superintendent Christine Gilmore said schools like hers have had many unplanned expenses.
For this year, we added staff so we could make our elementary classes smaller to get those class sizes so we could distance better. But we also know that long range, we will probably need more mental health support services. Our social workers have been out to our homes nonstop. We're supporting a lot of families with food interventions.
Gilmore says staffing expenses stemming from the outbreak could last for several years and may include positions they've never thought they'd need before, like an alcohol and drug support counselor. Local lawmakers, including State Representative Pat Snyder, signed a letter to Governor Evers calling on him to release some federal funding to these rural districts. He says they've carried a heavy, unplanned financial burden, and the funding would help cover costs of holding in-person classes amid a pandemic.
Costs they've had in cleaning and staff and all the other things that are associated with it.
An earlier round of funding went largely to schools in Madison and Milwaukee. The $20 million in question comes from the Federal CARES Act. A Crandon woman was one of the three people this year to receive a scholarship through the Aspirus Scholars Program. Sarah Johnson says growing up in the North Woods helped define her medical career. Katie Thorson explains.
Sarah Johnson says the Crandon community supported her in so many different ways growing up.
You know, it wasn't unordinary when I was in high school for people to buy me a milkshake because I was on the honor roll in the newspaper or because I had a good basketball game the night before.
She says that support has continued as she started a family and got accepted into medical school.
And I think that there's just comfort that comes from being from a small, tight-knit community.
Now a first-year medical student at the Medical College of Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin, Johnson looks forward to giving back to rural communities like the one she grew up in. She's focused on community-based primary care and family medicine.
You know, the primary care, giving back to rural communities is the support and the impact that my community had on me growing up.
Johnson will get that opportunity as a recently named Aspirus Scholar. The goal of the Aspirus Scholars program is to address the national physician shortage and fill positions in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. In return for the scholarship money to support their education, the students commit to employment at Aspirus, a requirement Johnson was more than happy to agree to.
Being able to be a part of a community-based kind of program where it aligns with my career goals to give back to small rural populations, it just made sense. It fit too well, and to be awarded it was a good feeling, and overall I was just really thankful.
Through the Scholars Program, Aspirus aims to bring as many as 62 new primary care, psychiatry, and general surgery providers to its system by 2030. Johnson was one of three to receive a scholarship this year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
And the Wisconsin State Public Defender's Office lost 78 members in the last year. Governor Evers cites lack of pay as one of the main reasons the office is unable to retain employees. He says public defenders have been doing more with less, and it shows.
Especially this past year, as they have continued to serve the people of our state throughout the pandemic while struggling to retain talented, experienced staff.
Yesterday, Evers signed a bipartisan bill he hopes will change that. Senate Bill 62 allows the Public Defender's Office to use savings over the past year to provide pay progression increases to staff. State Public Defender Kelly Thompson says this bill will especially help rural areas of the state.
Rural parts of Wisconsin are especially impacted as it has become exceedingly difficult to attract attorneys to locate their practice in those areas. ensuring that we have staff public defender positions filled in those areas and throughout all of Wisconsin is so, so critical.
The State Public Defender's Office provides legal representation for people who are accused of crimes or are defendants in certain civil matters. It has several offices throughout the state, including Rhinelander and Merrill. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.